Words of encouragement to workers in the home missionary field. Our duty to our schools. My brethren and sisters, why is so little being done to sell Christ's object lessons? Have you become weary in well-doing? Have all the families in your neighborhood been supplied with the book that is so full of helpful lessons, both for parents and for children? Are there not some who did not buy a copy last year who would buy one now? Why should we not go steadily forward with this work until millions of homes are supplied with object lessons and our schools are freed from debt? Success has attended the effort made in the past to sell object lessons, because God's people have worked in cooperation with heavenly agencies. And success will attend the effort put forth in the future if our people will still carry forward the work. As they patiently press on in this work, the Lord Jesus and his angels will open the way before them. All will receive grace for grace as they give what they can in time and influence to the circulation of object lessons. More than we expected at the beginning has been accomplished by the sale of this book. But we found that the debts on our schools were larger than we at first supposed, and, more than this, important changes have been brought in, which make the work of our schools more arduous and the demand for means more urgent. The school at Berrien Springs needs the money that the sale of object lessons in its territory will bring. This school is making advancement as fast as possible, but it is in need of funds with which to erect buildings. The Lord is pleased with the energy and zeal with which the school has been conducted, and with the practical education that is given to the students gathered there. Much needs to be done to provide comfortable quarters for these students. Buildings must be erected, and other lines of work carried forward. Will you not remember that? As you do your best to bring in means for the advancement of this school, you are laboring in harmony with Christ? At Healdsburg College, many important changes in plans and methods of work have been brought in during the last 2 years. To the managers and teachers, I can say, you have done right in introducing industrial lines of work into the school. This will be a great blessing to the students. They must have physical exercise in order that the muscles may be kept in a healthy condition and that the brain may be kept clear. The health of the brain depends to a great degree on the health of other parts of the human machinery. You need not be discouraged because there has been a loss in the industrial departments. This experience may save you from a larger loss in the future. Many years ago, I was instructed to direct our people to establish schools for the education and training of our children, and to urge the youth to attend the schools. Placed under wise teachers in Christian schools, the youth have favorable opportunity to form right habits and to develop Christ-like characters. This is the work that has been and is still being done in the Healdsburg School. Mistakes have been made at Healdsburg. But the brethren need not feel discouraged. The Lord may have permitted them to make these mistakes in order to put them on their guard, that in the future they may avoid making greater mistakes. Let us look at things in a rational light. Our people are not half awake to the fact that the enemy against whom we are contending is a keen, intelligent, eloquent being who works in every conceivable way to hinder the advancement of God's work. We must rid ourselves of the idea that we can move along smoothly, meeting no hindrances. The enemy will oppose every effort put forth to advance the cause of God. My brethren and sisters, I ask you to give the school at Healdsburg your sympathy and support. Do not become weary in well-doing. In carrying forward the work of selling Christ's object lessons, you will receive a most precious blessing. I urge that our other schools be given encouragement in their efforts to develop plans for the training of the youth in agricultural and other lines of industrial work. When, in ordinary business, pioneer work is done and preparation is made for future development, there is frequently a financial loss. And as our schools introduce manual training, they too may at first incur loss. But let us remember the blessing that physical exercise brings to the students. Many students have died while endeavoring to acquire an education because they confined themselves too closely to mental effort. We must not be narrow in our plans. In industrial training, there are unseen advantages which cannot be measured or estimated. Let no one begrudge the effort necessary to carry forward successfully the plan that for years has been urged upon us as of primary importance.
I appeal to our people, in behalf of all our colleges and training schools. If the brethren and sisters in each union conference will labor with perseverance and faith, they will be able to free their school from debt and also to provide the necessary facilities for successful manual training. It is the duty of the managers and teachers in our colleges and schools to take an active part in the continued effort to sell object lessons. Let them take the burden of this work upon their hearts. Not only are they to cooperate with the conference officers in carrying the work forward, they are to lead out in it, training the students to engage successfully in it. The students in all our schools should be encouraged to canvass for object lessons. Let them go forth in faith, believing God's promise, and doing their best, and God will give them success. They may meet with difficulties, but let them tell the Lord about it, and then by faith keep a firm hold on the promised blessing. Let them labor hopefully, cheerfully, perseveringly, for the circulation of the book that the Lord bade me give to our schools. Thus they will gain a preparation to canvass for our larger books. Let those who have had no experience in the canvassing work take this book to those who are not acquainted with the truth for this time, and speak to them of the helpful lessons that it contains. But before they take up this work, let them by earnest prayer obtain a blessing from heaven and hold it fast by faith. Let them be sure that they carry with them the fragrant influence of the life of Christ. What is needed now is the spirit of sacrifice. If those who go out with object lessons have a willing mind, they will find a way to speak to those whom they meet. Let them never forget that they are working for a greater good than the mere sale of the book for a certain sum of money. The book contains instruction that will point those who read it to Jesus. Our prayers ascend to heaven for those engaged in this evangelistic work. They will have crosses to bear, this they must expect. But if they keep the Lord ever before them, they will be greatly blessed. Individual, constant, united efforts will bring the reward of success. Those who desire to do a great deal of good in our world must be willing to do it in God's way by doing little things. He who dreams of reaching the loftiest heights of achievement by doing something great and wonderful will fail of doing anything. Steady progress in a good work, the frequent repetition of one kind of faithful service, is or more value in God's sight than the doing of some great work, and wins for his children a good report, giving character to their efforts. Those who are true and faithful to their divinely appointed duties are not fitful, but steadfast in purpose, pressing their way through evil as well as good reports. They are instant in season and out of season. Men and women are needed who are as true to duty as the needle to the pole. Men and women who will work without having their way smoothed and every obstacle removed. Do something. Do it now. Remember that the angel bearing the closing message of mercy to this world flies swiftly.